Blog Talk Radio.
With the first of the month, as usual, as we do, because we stay in the streets, as always. And you know, I got my cellmates with me, my co-host, Juelz the G, who's out on assignment, and you know, my cellmate, as usual, walking the yard with me, like we on Shawshank Redemption, my man T-Raw. What's up to the world and T-Raw? What the deal, Raw? How was your weekend?
Oh, we got to start it off. Woo! Did you see the game Saturday? Did you see them games on yesterday? Man, hey, if the sporting world keep getting like this, man, we're going to have an exciting Super Bowl. I can't wait. I really can't wait. Man, it was exciting. If this was the BCS game, the BCS, boy, it's shaking up. Thank you, Auburn. Even though I wanted Bama to win, I thought Bama was going to win. I didn't do so good over the weekend with my picks. But, man, I don't care. don't care if I was wrong or not, but I tell you this. Woo, it went down, boy. How exciting can it be? Clemson, y'all suck. College boy, what happened? This always happens in the big games. Come on, Clemson. That's why y'all ain't going nowhere. Hell, Boogie, what's the deal? I see you, Joel.
Look at their faces. It was a frenzy. I wish somebody would have caught me on camera and tweeted me and sent it in ESPN. Because I tell you one, for sure, I was all over the place. I thought the ball had a chance of going through the upright. I didn't even see the young kid Harris back there. Then when I saw him get it, and you know how those de-cleated blocks come when the guy's not looking and they're going the opposite direction. Oh, my. And when he walked down the line, when he went down that sideline, woo! Oh, my goodness. It was crazy. Big up to Auburn. Charles Barkley did the pregame speech. The Iron Eagle was out. And it was crazy. And all I saw on tweets and Instagram was faces. That's all I saw. So with them winning yesterday, you know, we're going to have a couple questions about that as we, you know, go on. We might as well hit it real quick. I'm going to have two questions for you, bro. BCS. New BCS has come out, and I know the Chef and D-Mac, those Ohio State fans, I know they were going crazy. Now they're two. Auburn has jumped up one spot to three. Alabama has fell to four. Missouri State at five. Oklahoma State is six. Stanford, two-loss team at seven. South Carolina, two-loss team at eight. Baylor at nine. Michigan State at 10. Let the debate begin. How do we build the criteria for voting for these teams when we talk about playing for the national championship? We would go on SOS, meaning strength of schedule. I mean, the streets, we go on the eye test, kind of per se. So, with that being said, is this correct? Now, let's you know, I'm going to present this to you, Ro, before, you know, we get started and I ask you this question. Florida State, let's go to strength of schedule. Florida State, their strength of schedule, 66, and this is my team. But we're number one in the country. Ohio State, they're 61st in the country. They're number two. Auburn, 26 in the country. Missouri, 41 in the country. I'm asking you in the world, did they get it right? Are the right two teams, one and two right now? Should Auburn be two? Or should they be one for beating Alabama? I present that to you, Ro. And one more question. After that, I got to ask you about the game. But the BCS, what do you think about that? I just gave you some stats.
Man, El Boogie, the stats don't mean squally do. They got it right. There are only two teams that have a zero in the loss column, and they're the top two teams on the board. So what of the SOS? I don't care about the SOS because there's a team on that schedule every year that finds a way to beat or play up to the team that they're undermatched against. And sometimes it'd be equal. You know what I mean? Auburn and Alabama wasn't so much of a, a disadvantage for one team than the other. It was an equally messed up game. Auburn messed up by losing the game early in the season, and, you know, where they are is where they are. So what? You beat the number one team. Thank God that you're ranked ahead of the team that you beat that was number one. But as we know, in the BCS, it's all about the numbers, how it adds up. Yes, we can talk about the eye test and who we think should be there, but that does not matter for the simple fact that the numbers do not lie. We figured that out and found that out a whole bunch of ways. So Florida State and Ohio State, if they can manage to win their conference championship, they are deserving of going to the bowl game. I'm tired of hearing about the SEC and how strong the conference is as a whole and these guys having, you know, a much tougher schedule. So what? They have a loss. If you wanted to be the big dog, you wouldn't have lost during the season. But as we know, these conferences like to play themselves out. And so far, we have two of the big dogs hanging strong. One team that's been undefeated for 1 year, which is the number one team, and one team that's been undefeated for two straight years, which is the number two team. So big ups to both of those guys. You know, I mean, damn, each game went down to the last possession, the last itty-bitty millisecond. And the way that it ended, the way the results came out, or the way that it was supposed to be. So I'm not knocking the BCS. I'm not knocking the numbers. It is what it is. And the teams that are comfortably ranked number one and number two for now, big ups. Congratulations. Florida State, you look real good doing what you do. You know what I mean? Ohio State, big ups. You look real good doing the things that you do. So if it is the matchup to see, it looks like it's going to be Florida State against Ohio State. Well, hey, we'll just have another, what, a Fiesta Bowl from 96? You know, Ohio State came up with the win on that one. So we'll definitely see what plays out in this year's bowl game, if it is to be. So I'm not knocking the BCS. This is the last time we got to worry about it. We're going to have the eyeball test and the SOS come up next year, and we're going to have the playoff. So we ain't got to hear all this junk and all the noise talking about, oh, we should be this and we should be ranked above this. We'll see you next year, because in the playoffs, it's going to be one and done of the best eight in the league. And we're going to find out who's going to come out on top, you know, the right way. But as for now, yeah, it's the way it's supposed to be. I ain't tripping on the BCS.
So you're not tripping on the BCS, but are you tripping on Nick Saban? Did he make the right decision by attempting the field goal, Ro, with the 1 second to go?
He messed up by lobbying for the 1 second. You should have just took your chances in overtime, Nick Saban. Now, that's a part of the segment of the show. You big dummy. Your field goal kicker and missed 3 out of 4 field goals. Well, one was blocked. So I'm just saying, Mr. Nick Saban, if you had confidence in your kicker so much to take it with 1 second left on the clock, why you didn't have confidence in your kicker to take it when you was on the 30-yard line and when the score was 28-21 and you could have went up 10? That's what I'm questioning. Coach Nick Saban, who I want at Texas, you can make those mistakes at Alabama, but you can't do that when you come across that boat. So get your mind right, Nick Saban. Yeah, you can't say too much about what happened because it was all in your hands. You got the second that you wanted, and it cost you in the end. I'm like you, Boogie. You look good to me. I thought it was all by Alabama that won. This dude couldn't even make a field goal and then decided to make the last one. But Auburn said, not today. Lee Corso, not so fast, my friend. You know what I mean?
Streets!
Big ups to you, Harris. I know you laid in it all night. Woo!
That's what you really call BMOC. He's really going to be the BMOC. Wow. He's bigger than Bo Jackson right now. If they somehow play for the national championship and win it, he'll be bigger than Bo down in Alabama. He'll be bigger than Bill. Did you hear me?
That's kind of over the top. I don't know about that one, but he'll be up there. He ain't going to get no shoe deal just because of DB, but, you know, I don't know about Bo. Still love Bo down there in Alabama.
Man, with this shakeup, just hypothetically speaking, when Missouri knocks Auburn,
then it don't mean nothing. I mean, it still don't mean nothing from three down. It's really all about Florida State and Ohio State. Both got some nice matches coming up on Saturday for the conference championship, and we will see. I mean, some people look at Duke that made it to the ACC championship by winning the Coastal Division of the ACC. You look at Duke, yeah, Duke good at basketball. Well, don't get it twisted. Duke has found a way to play football. However they learn, I don't know, but they learn how to play football. Very exciting. I must say, congratulations, Duke. But we all know what's going to happen in that game. It's going to be all right until Famous Jameis and the rest of them boys from the Seminars get to clicking. You know what I mean? But then in the next game, Ohio State and Michigan State, this is a little bit different because Michigan State knows how to run the ball just as good as Ohio State. And Michigan State has a nice defense, and we will see what happens. So the question is, it's not whether if Auburn knocks Missouri or if Missouri knocks Auburn. It's more of, can Florida State and Ohio State do what they need to do to make it happen, to make the matchup happen between those two teams. Now, if they should lose, or if one of the teams should lose, woo, what my boy Keith Jackson used to say, whoa, Nelly. Boy, he used to say that early on ABC. Whoa, Nelly. That's going to be Street. Keith Jackson. Because it's going to be a hell of a, woo. Yeah, it's going to be frantic. And I don't even want to see that happen. I'd rather see the two teams that are undefeated right now make it happen. But, man, please, please, Florida State and Ohio State, get your game face on right now. You got to win these games, man, because I do not want to have to go through another week of talking about who I think should be there, why I think this team ain't there. Oh, no, I don't want to have to go through that. This week is hard enough, L. Boogie. I don't know I can take another game like that. But I will take another weekend like that. You know what I'm saying? So, man, big ups to Auburn. You did your damn thing. Big ups to you, Auburn.
Big ups to Auburn. They'll be playing in the BCS game if they get through. You know, they will have to, get past Missouri. And speaking of Missouri, they played Texas A&M. Knocked him off. Johnny Money, you look counterfeit right now. I hate to say it, but you do. You look counterfeit right now. And speaking of that, I want to say big up to my man down at Washington, the head coach, the ex-head coach at Washington. He just took the job. Steve Sarkisian, and just our sources, our snitches in the street, Pat Hayden, he offered the Ed Orgeron the head assistant job and wanted to be the highest paid assistant coach in college football. Guess what he did? He walked out.
Mm. They must not have appreciated the work that he did after they fired Lane Kiffin.
A dirty game. It's the streets, baby. So it's ugly. After 7 seasons of being an assistant coach at USC, they bring him back. And what do you think about that hire, Ro, at USC?
Not surprising what I thought. Everybody was talking some other stuff. But, you know, they keep it within. It was either going to be Jack Del Rio or Sarkisian. So there you have it. Nothing surprising. They love to keep it in-house with a player or former coach or a former assistant or anything like that. So it wasn't anything out of the ordinary for me. I don't know about the other people, but for me, I already kind of knew that that's what they were going.
The streets is talking sports talk show with a twist of hip-hop. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little NFL. Tell us what's on your mind about the NFL, some hot topics. Give us a call, 347-855-8896, or you can log on, blogtalkradio.com/The Streets Is Talking. And you in the asylum with my co-host, Juelz the G, T-Row. I'm your host, L Boogie. Oh, man, it's hot tonight. The Iron Bowl might have been the best ever. Man, it's going down. When we come back, NFL. And then we're going to get some callers in also. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. Let's do it, Ro.
It's about to be a hell of a night. Just looking for a reason to get they freak out. Catch me up in the VIP and it's roped off. To keep raggedy assholes off. Then I'm about to have a smoke off. Rich nigga, but I'm trying to get broke off. Turn it up as I make the beat break down. Ass up, face down. Yeah, that's still the best way to get it. Down the middle, that's the best way to flee. I'm talking money, disturbing the peace, racked up. One too many American black cars stacked up. Backed up at its own. Don't get beat down to the song. I see these hating ass niggas wanna fight. Well, to get into. Tell your girlfriends, friends, bring friends too. What you drinking? I got it, I pour it all up. So say my partners, they throw it all up. I don't want a menage, so bitch, let go. I'm trying to get 3 women, play Connect 4. Congratulations, you made it into the top 5. Your mouth helped me put the Bentley in the Mach 5. You got me speeding in the red zone. Or as Luda likes to call it, it's the head zone. Heads up, I'm breadwinner, the bread's up. So make a peace sign, baby, put your leg up. Is it really that good to you? Do you like it when a nigga talk hood to you? Do you like a little scratch, a little bite? Well,
it's about to be a hell of a night. It's about to be a hell of a night. It's about to be a hell of a night. Woo! The streets is talking sports, show with a twist of hip-hop. Man, Juelz the G, T-Row. And I'm your boy, L Boogie. Hey, yo, that's out, that's set out to Auburn. What a hell of a night. It's about to be a hell of a night. I know they have fun over the weekend. It's back to work, though. Hopefully they keep it up. But I hope that I can have something real tasteful, you know what I mean, for the new year, man. My favorite team, the Seminoles, going up against with all my guys back at home. They are scarlet and gray. They love the Buckeyes. You should see them on Instagram, bro. You see them. I hope you win Saturday.
So,
I hope you win Saturday. Because we're going to see whose fight song is going to prevail for the national championship game.
I don't know why you starting trash talking already, man. You know,
no, I'm not.
Man,
I said I'm giving big ups to Ohio State. They have won every game for 2 years straight. That's unprecedented. That's cold-blooded. Let's not get it twisted.
Yeah.
But just not against my team.
Yeah. I know the chef probably got some soup spilling over in the pot. He can't even.
Let's get to the NFL. We'll say that, you know, talk when we get to the people in the asylum. But the NFL yesterday. Start with my hometown.
Why you always want to put them on blast, man?
Hey, kick them while they down. We both are not in the playoff hunt. Yep, I'm hating. I'm being so disrespectful. But we have a reason. But it's the NFL, so I can't say that. But all of their guys are 100%. They got guys like Joe Hayden about to cry in the locker room. He called a sucker attack. I don't know what to tell you. We're doing what we can, and we're just going to get better next week. Nigel! You remember Muhammad Ali was used to talk to Joe Frazier like that? Hold on, Joe! Hold on, Joe!
Why are you going hard on the hometown, man?
How you get a guy like Josh Gordon has done something that nobody has done with an MBG quarterback? Nothing but garbage. How do you do that? Oh, my goodness.
Should we go to the asylum and bring somebody from the whole town in, man? Because I know, man, the bars are shaking, man. I'm scared to go back in the back of my flashlight, man. Why did you start with your whole team, man? I don't understand.
Ugly. Not only did they lose to the Jacksonville Jaguars, did you see how Joey Hayden was about to cry in the locker room? He gave the defense. I felt so sorry for my mans and them, but Joey, you knew coming in you didn't have a quarterback. I keep trying to tell you in the beginning of the season, what did I tell you, Asylum? You will not win a game. You won't go over six games because you don't have a quarterback. Man, we haven't been in the streets a long time, man. We done some time in these streets. And we trying to tell you. But as we go down the line, Cam Newton, he prevailed yesterday, put a beat down on Tampa Bay. The Bengals went on the road and beat the Chargers. The Giants Sunday night beat the Redskins 24-17. The Falcons got off the snide, beat the Bills. Ooh, the 49ers, they took the Rams and the candlestick and lit one. Boom! Titans, they couldn't get it done in Indianapolis, but we had some news about Indianapolis. They're not so happy with their OC, and OC stands for offensive coordinator. The Cards, they went to Philly, took a L, ooh, a real bad one. The Vikings, thank you. Minnesota, we thank you. They knocked off the Bears. They're making the NFC North very interesting. We're starting to look like the worst division now. As we was talking about the NFC East and the Dolphins, I wish my nephew would call in now. He in the juvenile system. But, Gino, no! The Dolphins came up to NY and just stole one. And just, you know, look at their faces. At halftime, they came out with Matt Sims, and the crowd went crazy. After they was just going crazy over Geno Smith. What Jay-Z always say? It was all good just a week ago. and you had the Broncos going up into Arrowhead, knocking off the Chiefs 35-28. So, Ro, I just posed a question to you. Some very interesting games that, you know, went on. And, you know, we have a barn burner tonight up in Seattle. What games and what storyline is, you know, intrigued you the most before we get into the asylum?
Oh, man, of course, for me, man, it was the big dog. That dude they call Tom Brady. I thought last week when he came back against Denver, you know, it was just something about Tom Brady versus Peyton Manning. But then he had the audacity to do it again yesterday. Damn you, Tom Brady. Hell, man, you might just be that good. I didn't want to believe it. Hell, man, you ain't won a Super Bowl in a long time, but, boy, when you play in the regular season, man, you and Bill Belichick are something special together. I just knew that Houston was going to get off the snide, you know, and get they swagger back. You know, so what, you don't have three wins? Oh, you would have had three wins. But you let New England just, Tom Brady look so smooth and come back and do the damn fool. And, oh, clipped your wing. So sad. So sorry for you, Houston. And then the Denver-Kansas City game. That was a hell of a game. I enjoyed watching that game because I really thought Alex Smith was going to have what it took to get Kansas City to win, maybe even take it to overtime. But he wasn't able to do it. Good old Peyton Manning, Eric Decker, setting records, you know. Wow. Good old Peyton Manning. Regular season, best regular season quarterback of all time. We all know it. Can't hate on it. But the other game that I was really intrigued by, the one that, you know, we sat back and watched, man, that boy Cam Newton is pretty special, man. You know, he didn't have such the stats for the first half, but when he came out in the second half and how he turned his team around and started getting things to moving, big ups to you, Cam. Big ups to you, Cam. Wait a man, look, Cam, keep doing what you're doing, and teams are going to have to look out for the Carolina Panthers when this playoff thing starts, because they're going to make it to the playoffs this year, L Boogie. And it just might be a bad thing for a team like Seattle or, you know, a top-notch team that's coming in off the end. You know what I mean? It could get hard, dog, because, let me tell you, Carolina, them boys looking good. Steve Smith, you know, he's something to reckon with, you know what I'm saying? But I, Cam, man, you look good. And I appreciate it because I waited for this for 2.5 years, man, and you finally figured it out. So big ups to you, Cam. Keep running hard. Run some more of these hoes over. Keep doing what you're doing, pimp. And break open the chest. Superman. That's my look.
Yeah, he did his Doug Sizzle. You know, when Tom Brady and Peyton Manning, you know, put the, I got another one instead of, you know, look at their face, I got another one. Bobo's the Weasel. Just when you think you got them, guys, Bobo's the Weasel.
Man, what's in your cup this evening? This boy is off one. Straight.
And you know, another one I want to say, and I'm gonna put him in a trash can, but he ain't on the line yet. He resides in Phoenix, Arizona, and his name is Carson Palmer. If he have another turnover, I'm gonna turn his ass over. You need to be spanked, man. Let's go to your solid, man. It's hot, man. What you got coming in, bro?
Oh, man, I think we got first time chiming in. So, man, let's take it out, man. Let's check out and see what's going on, man. You know what I mean? Because you on one. Hey, yo, caller, welcome to the Streets of Talking, player. You on the line with your boy, L Boogie and T-Ro. What's your name and where you calling from, pimp?
Yo.
Yo, yo, yo.
Just Reek the Villain, man. What's happening?
Reek the Villain, what's up with you, baby? Where you calling from, Reek?
Cleveland, 105.
Ah, that's what I'm talking about. Now let me ask you, are you a Cleveland Browns fan?
You're the Dallas Cowboys fan, bro.
Why are you cussing at me like that, man?
I'm sorry. I didn't know. I have to ask. I'm just a co-host. I don't know. You know, I got to get it out there in the street so the people can know. You know what I'm saying? But it look like you rocking with your boy from down south on them stars on them helmets, huh?
Yeah. That's the word. You know.
That's what I'm talking about. Well, Rick, welcome to the show, man. And, you know, we've been talking, man, this barbershop talk, man. You can keep it in the streets, you know what I mean? And tell me what games intrigued you as far as the NFL yesterday?
Yesterday? That Cleveland Browns game.
Well, tell me what happened.
Because, you know, they lost to the Jaguars, man. Jaguars saw their team in the league.
Yeah. Well, they were. They finally got three wins, excuse me. You know what I'm saying? So they're trying to put something together. Do you think it's going to be what you think Cleveland going to do from here on out? They think they should just lose out tank the season, or you think they're going to, you know, El Boogie say they had Joe Hayden in the locker room crying last night.
Yeah, he was crying. And they go ahead and tank it. Go ahead and tank it. Go get a good pick, man. I don't know what
they're
gonna do. Just get a good one.
That's what's up. Now, since you're a Cowboys fan, let me ask you this, because I'm a big fan myself. We gonna end up? Are we gonna win the NFC East, or is Philadelphia the hottest team in the league right now? Gonna eventually, you know, get that win in Week 17.
Man, the way our schedule is right now is made for us to win it. We got to play Chicago with, they got to beat up quarterback. Green Bay got to beat up quarterback. Then we got to play the Redskins. Then we got to end the season with Philly. And we should be able to. Our defense is suspect. But if we can hold on and run more, put some more points up, and get there at the ball, we might can win it.
How many more quarterbacks will the Cowboys give 400 yards passing to from here on out?
Like I say, the next two quarterbacks, they shouldn't even get 300. Because they play the string. The next two. But the last two, I don't know.
The last two. Up in the air. You know what I mean?
Roman's going to have to throw up 500 then, shit.
Go be mediocre like Stephen A. say. So eight, that ain't cool, man. You know what I mean? We got to do better than 8-8 this year, man.
Yeah, we got to do it. We're 10-6.
What was your reaction, or how do you feel about the Alabama Auburn game? Where does that put as one of the, you know, the street question of the night is? Where do you put that as far as your catalog as one of the best games you ever watched? Where do you put that? What do you rank it?
Well, really, I stopped watching the game. So I always thought Alabama won the game. You know, I thought Alabama was going to win. I left and came back and seen old boy running up the sideline. Yeah, that was, you know, I wanted Alabama to win, though, because I want Ohio State to play Alabama and knock them off. Yeah, that was a good game, though, man. It was a classic. You know El Boogie? El Boogie. Boogie. Hello?
We're gonna see you. Hello? We're going to see you, Reek. You Ohio State Buckeye fan. And the Seminoles, we will see you. Everybody wanted to play Alabama, but I'll see you. We'll make a date. Oh, yeah.
Hey, Ayo.
I'm listening.
You better hold boy stay out of jail, man.
We're going to win it without him.
Oh, no way. Bye. I want to talk to you.
You know why? Because Ohio State can't stop a nosebleed. That's one. And number two, with all the blowouts, our backup quarterback has gotten some time.
No, he not. Come on, for real.
Yeah,
he
for real.
Stand up against,
look,
he ain't gonna be able to stand up against Ohio State.
Look what Ohio State did against Gardner,
hey,
who throws so man.
Ohio State got a running game now. That boy for real.
Listen to what I said. I'm not worried about Mr. Hyde because he will not be able to hide. We know you have a running game. I'm not taking nothing away from Ohio State.
I mean, you think they're sweet, I think. You think they're sweet.
But like I said before, you guys can't stop a nosebleed.
And
we've got some guys that play with Ohio State, you know, it's come from our tutelage as, and we've grown these young men, so I know it's personal.
Yeah. All I
but
do this, is when
but I got one more question for you before we let you go, Reed. What do you think about Mike Tomlin, his situation on the sideline? Do you think that he knew what he was doing on Thanksgiving night?
Of course. You know, Mike, you see him looking out of the corner of his eyes, man. Mike, he's my boy. Mike is my idol, man. You know, he's my boy. But Mike put that foot out there. He looking on the jumbotron like, here come this boy, here he come. I just don't always want to do. You know, I coach, man. I want to always do that. He did it. He did it.
He did what you did not do.
He stopped
the touchdown.
Yeah, he did it.
Wow.
It wasn't that bad. He just had a little foot on the field, but still, he distracted, dude. He wasn't even supposed to be
Let me ask you this, Rick. They say he's going to fine him a six-figure fine and have a loss of a draft pick for that. Is that worthy?
Oh, no, not the draft pick. Get him $100,000, man, go home.
Right. Yeah, they haven't figured it out yet, but that's what the streets are saying. That's what my snitches told me, man. I got that report earlier today. So, yeah, I was like, damn, that's kind of costly.
Hit him with his wallet, man. Don't the team ain't did nothing. You know, what if they fire him? They still lost their draft pick. Don't punch the team. Why you going to punch the team? Punish him.
Streets!
Right.
Get him for $250.
But, man,
we won't do it no more.
Man, and before we let you go, Reed, we want to give a congratulations and a shout-out to you and the Sharks organization for the community service work that you guys do and you coaching those young men and the cheerleading team. So, you know what I'm saying, we want to give a big up to you. And like we always say, we try to give, you know, people, you know what I'm saying, on the line that, you know, like I said, you was giving us some information earlier when you was on hold. So we appreciate that, man. For real.
Okay. I appreciate that, man. Thanks, man. And, you know,
no
I try
doubt,
to do
no
what
doubt.
I can do to live, try to live my little, my childhood through them. But I didn't make it. See, I can guide somebody in the right direction. See, can they make it? You know.
Already. That's what's
already.
That's love.
I got the blueprint. They just got to listen to me.
Absolutely.
That's the blueprint.
Absolutely. Well, that's what's up, man. Giving back to the community. Street, that is your boy, Rick the Villain. Hey, Rick the Villain, L Boogie got to tell you something before we let you go. Hold on, watch, listen to this.
Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends.
I love it when he say that shit. Well, I tell you. Rick, we love you, man. Appreciate the love. Hey, check in with us on Friday, man. We're going to be hot Friday, same time. You under that?
Okay.
All right.
All right, my dude.
Shout out to D-Nice out there in the ATL, too, man.
Yeah, buddy. Take a quick commercial, pimpin'.
When we come back, we're going to get our one-time, all-the-time caller, Mr. Chef, as usual. 347-855-8896, blogtalkradio.com/thestreetsoftalking. Man, it's going down. when we come back from the commercial. Mr. Controversy, I see you, baby. Let's go.
Got enough shots to share for all those who wanna profile and pose. Rock you in your face, stab your brain with your nose bone. You all alone in these streets, cousin. Every man for himself in his land, we be gunning. And keep them shook crews running like they supposed to. They come around, but they never come close to. I can see it inside your face, you're in the wrong place. Cowards like you just get their whole body laced up with bullet holes and such. Speak the wrong words, man, and you will get touched. You can put your whole army against my semen. I guarantee you it'll be your very last time breathing. Your simple words just don't move me. You're minor, we major. You're all up in the game and don't deserve to be a player. Don't make me have to call your name out. We cool as featherweight. My gunshots will make you levitate. I'm only 19, but my mind is older. When the things get for real, my warm heart turns cold. Enough niggas deceased, another story gets told. It ain't nothing really. And yo, done spark the Philly. So I can get my mind off these yellow back niggas. While they still alive, I don't know. Go figure. Meanwhile, back in Queens, the realness and foundation. If I die, I couldn't choose a better location. When the slugs penetrate, you feel a burning sensation. Getting closer to God in a tight situation now. Take these words home and think it through. Or the next rhyme I write might be about you. Son, they shook. Cause ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. Scared to death and scared to look. They shook. Cause ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. Scared to death and scared to look. Living the life that is diamonds and guns. There's numerous ways you can choose to earn funds. Some get shot, locked down, and turn nuns. Cowardly hearts stand straight up, shook one, shook one. He ain't a crook, son. He just a shook one. For every rhyme I write, it's 25 to life. There was so much to got you, trust, safeguard on my life. Ain't no time for hesitation, that only leads to incarceration. You don't know me, there's no relation. Queensbridge, if you don't play, I don't got time for your petty thinking. Mine, son, I'm bigger than those. Claiming that you pack heat, but you're scared to hold. And with the smoke clear, you be left with one and you don't. 13 years in the projects, my mentality is what, kid? You talk a good one, but you don't want it. Sometimes I wonder, do I deserve to live? Or am I going to burn the hell for all the things I did? No time to dwell on that, cause my brain reacts. Front if you want, kid, lay on your back. I don't fake that, kid, you know I bring it to your life. Stay in a child's place, kid, you out of line. Criminal mind, 34 recognition. I'm sipping, E and J got my mind flipping. I'm bucking, digging my ways out of hope for hustling. Get that loot, kid, you know my function. Cause long as I'm alive, I'ma live illegal. And once my kid on, I'ma put on all my peoples. React with flips like Max a hit. You dome up when I roll up the beat, go sleep because I'm freaking.
This ain't no such thing. Halfway crook, scared to death, scared to look, they shook. Cause ain't no such thing as halfway crook. Scared to death, scared to look, they shook. Cause ain't no such thing as halfway crook. Scared to death, scared to look.
The streets is talking, sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. From a street perspective, you back in the asylum. Oh man, it's going down. The Iron Bowl Classic, the NFL recap. We just had Reek the Villain from Cleveland, Ohio, 10-5, just called the show. He just blessed us. To all the boroughs out there in the world, we just want to say what's up. You know, we got an email the other night, you know what I mean, man? We being listened to all the way out in, man, you know what I mean, Amsterdam, man. You know, it's worldwide, man. It's the World Wide Web, man. We loving what the streets is doing over there, man. Cold-blooded. The movement is moving. You cannot stop greatness. Bro, what we got jumping off? And by the way, bro, T-Row is the producer of the show, The Streets is Talking. Bro, who we got coming in, man? Is it shaking up in there, man? I know it's going down. They ready to shake me, man. I already know the word that got out.
I done already told you, man. You got me hesitant going back here behind the door tonight, man. I don't know what's in your cup and what you've been sipping on, Pippin. But let me tell you, man, I'm just like, oh, hey, man, you know I got your back, dog. You know what it is. But why did you have to start the show off like that, motherfucker? Man, look, you know where we're going. And you're about to stir it up. And it's about to be, I don't know how ugly it's going to be. I don't know how nice it's about to be, but I know he's about to stir it up on your ass. Yo, Chef, Talk man, to me, baby.
What's up, player?
What the deal? Talk
man.
To me. Give it to me.
I'm trying to hold my composure. I'm trying to keep it PG-13. I ain't trying to go barbershop style. But what I'm telling you right now, it's about to get real controversial. It's going to be real respectful, but it's about to be real ignorant. You know, man, listen, man. I gave y'all my picks this week, and y'all see I went all eyes except Clemson, but we knew what they was going to do. We know what they do when the heat on. We know what they do. They make diamonds. We know what they do. What I'm saying, though, is, man, you remember what Ali before me? You remember what he said to the world, man? He said, I shook up the world. That's what that man said.
Sonny Liston. When he beat Sonny Liston.
Yeah, when he beat Liston. But when he beat Foreman, too, he said, I shook up the world. Listen, man, if I try to warn y'all Friday, it's not just because I'm an Ohio State fan. It's because this Auburn team that we just witnessed this weekend is better than the team of which Cam Newton had. They went in. They popped Alabama. And, man.
And I must agree with you on that. I think this team is better than the 2010 team that won the actual national championship. They really are a balanced team. And when that head coach gets getting a twist in his fingers, nigga, hurry up, boy. Them boys be on it, man. You don't know where it's coming from.
Man,
but I do agree with you on that one.
They had Alabama defense discombobulated, you know. But we not about to waste this all on Auburn. You know, shout out to y'all. I hope we see y'all in BCS. It's all about them Buckeyes. Now, is there any argument why Ohio State and Michigan is the best in college football rivalry? Did y'all see the game that I witnessed from 12 o'clock to 3 o'clock, tailgating from 9 o'clock on all Cleveland radio stations? TV stations, like, did y'all see the games that I see, man? Because what I see
y'all got
was
lucky.
Man, no.
Y'all got so lucky.
Man, listen, man, we ain't playing the lottery. We ain't in the playing eight balls. We listen, it's all about them Buckeyes, man. And, yes, it's all type of controversy in the BCS because for a team to go 2 years without being defeated, and we was in actuality, we was number one last year, to be all the way honest. And they still got us number two? Oh, man, Florida State don't stand a chance, L Boogie. And I'm going to tell you this. And I'm going to tell y'all this, man. You know, I'm going to NFL now because there's a lot of controversy going to NFL. There's a lot of controversy going to NFL. From the Cleveland Browns all the way to the top teams. Let's start with these Browns. Man, Cleveland, I done lost hope in y'all. I don't want to hear about y'all sitting up here saving y'all picks for no lottery, no draft. It ain't no next year. It's all about right now. Next year is not promised to a lot of us, and I want to witness it right now. I don't want no Taj boy as no quarterback. I don't want no Manziel back there. I don't want no Watkins back there. I don't want none of them guys. It's start right now. We got an all-pro receiver putting up dynamic numbers back-to-back. He's the first person with 200-plus bucks back a week. Oh, my God. Dan, listen. This faggot, man, Brandon Wheaton, man, did y'all see the stunt that he put in the aftermath? They talking about he unable to speak with the news reporters. He got a concussion. Did y'all see that?
Yes.
Are you kidding me?
Man, talking about he is not allowed to speak to the news reporters that he have a concussion. You weak-ass
coward.
So
now who the hell going to be your quarterback?
Man, they talking about Jason Campbell being cleared to play. Is they serious? What are they going to do? Put a punter back there and let him be the quarterback?
Hell, Boogie, what you always say? I know you smell the money.
Man, for real, man.
You smell the money.
Oh, man, that's all to you.
They feels like doo-doo, don't they?
They let Jacksonville come off in Cleveland and let a Clevelander pop them in Cleveland. Man, if you think the fans was cheering and booing.
You knew it was going to happen.
Cecil
Shorts III, just on the movie side, he's from Cleveland, undrafted, got on. You knew it was going to happen. He come home and do that to his home team. You knew it was going to happen.
Man.
Look at their faces.
Oh, my God. Man, and look, man, it's a lot of controversy against, man, look, listen, right now we're witnessing the best football in a lot of years because it's unpredictable. I'm talking about college and NFL. It's unpredictable. It's unpredictable. I told you, this is not the year for the bookies. Because if I would have took the underdog all year, you said what, T-Row?
I agree with you. L. Boogie said absolutely.
Man, it is. If I would have took the underdogs all year, I'd be dumb up. Man, listen, we got these teams. Let's talk about these Chiefs. All right, y'all popping these boys. Y'all beating, y'all wearing them down. Y'all let Peyton Manning catch fire. Come on, how's y'all lead the lead in sacks and quarterback pressure, and y'all fail to knock this man down one time in two games?
Because I think, Tabli Hali, he didn't play yesterday, so I think that had. Oh, he did play? He came in late? I didn't think he played. Okay, yeah, well, I don't understand that either. I think it's just because Peyton Manning had been hit so many times, and especially before that game when he got up real slow, you know. I think that offensive line made a pack, man. We got to do better.
Listen, obviously you must be a Peyton Manning fan. Did you just hear what you just said? Man, it's November. It's December now, T-Row. I don't care who that man is, man. It's not about – man, what football have y'all been looking at? I'm talking about for a quarterback to go untouched for 120 minutes. Like, is you serious to sit up here and say because they made a pet on the offensive line, them guys are professionals.
Right.
They get paid millions to knock the quarterback down. Millions. So for you to sit up here and tell me that in 120 minutes that this man haven't been touched not one time, I know what's going on. I know what's going on. Man, Vegas, listen, Kansas City is going to pop some teams in the playoffs because if they win one game, they automatically in.
Right.
They're going to pop a lot of teams, man. So what we're seeing right now is I don't want to hear about them guys resting all their players up and getting them ready for the playoffs. I don't want to hear that, man. I want to see week-to-week competitiveness. I don't want to see no quarterback getting played two games, 120 minutes, and not getting touched not one time, but got mediocre teams coming in putting beatings on them. That don't even sound right.
Right.
Listen to this, the only two teams that home field advantage matters to are playing tonight.
Absolutely.
And New Orleans has Drew Brees, as we speak, the streets is talking, has just been strip sacked, intercepted for a touchdown.
Oh, my God.
It's 10-0 already.
Whew. Man.
So I agree with you wholeheartedly about this NFL. Any given Sunday, gunplay is optional.
Man, Western smile, Western style, gun smoke, Chambers unfluently hit you from a couple million miles away. That's how it's hitting me. This is just like sound right now.
Could you imagine Minnesota beating the Packers tying the Packers and beating Chicago, that's like two victories.
Man, not only that, listen, L Boogie, not only that, they dominated that game. Man, and hold on. Man, obviously, it's a problem going on. Yes, Tom Brady is that good, but that defense is awful. for them to allow the Houston Texans to come. Now, I knew that game was going to be close. Now, don't get it twisted. But then for them to score 31 points, for them to allow that offense to come in and put up 31 points, man, that is awful. And for real, Bill Belichick better go ahead and start checking his defensive coordinators right now and get that tightened up because guess what? January 1st is creeping around, fellas. And you know what that means? It's playoff time. And you know what playoff time counts for? Controversy. You know what controversy brings? Championships. You know what championships bring? Hall of Fame. And for him to be in the Hall of Fame and for him to be the talk of the best that ever did it, he need that defense to tighten up and not give all them points away. Because if so, he don't stand a chance in January.
Straight. Boy, you couldn't have said that shit any better. Oh, I wasn't supposed to say that.
I'm beyond pissed. Hey, I'm going to let y'all guys know. I just got word. Like, y'all got snitches. I got snitches, too. I just got word. Kobe Bryant just sit up here and said, 22 days and a wake up, and the king is back.
So that means Christmas Day, huh? I'm loving it. Christmas Day, we'll see the king back. Well, not the king, the Black Mamba. We'll see the Black Mamba back.
Hey, L. Bub.
I'm listening.
I don't keep allowing you disrespecting my homies, brother. I'm gonna let that go tonight. Because, listen, I'm going to let that go. Because you know how your weak Packers is. Listen, the chances of Cleveland Browns or the Green Bay Packers winning another game is probably 0 to 1,000 odds. Which means is, guess what? Green Bay is not in the green zone, L Boogie.
The chance of us making it to the playoffs is a chance that Obama come and kick it with us at the old Mirage.
And I just found out
it got torn out. So you know there's no chance.
I just found out through my snitches, man, that collarbone injury that AR-12 that sustained, he really might not be coming back this season. It might be that bad where he can't come back.
No, listen, I'm going to tell you what they said this morning. They sit up here and said that they are taking a serious look at AR on the strength because he's a franchise player, and they know if they bring that man back, he can beat D-Rose.
Like I used to say, you got lost in the end zone, so he might get D Rose. No, he might get RG3.
RG3 showed up yesterday.
RG3 showed up for a half. Second half, they made adjustments on him. He did nothing. When it counts, you needed to go down and get a drive. See, that's what I'm talking about. That's what Andrew Luck does. That's what Cam Newton is doing. Getting a fourth quarter drive to tie the game, win it, or, you know, send it in overtime. He had chances. He had a chance against Philly. Rumblings in the locker room. He just had a chance this week and flopped. Man, we need to put Kurt Mike Cousins in the game.
Absolutely.
No disrespect to RG3, but he might be going through what Cam Newton went through last year, what they call a sophomore slump.
Yeah.
Sophomore slump.
See, no, you can't say that either. You cannot say that because Cam Newton still put up 4,000, 5,000 yards last year. You can't say that. That man not putting type of numbers up. That man is inconsistent.
But,
that man is
hey,
not playing.
Hey, he ain't coming off. Cam Newton haven't been hurt. He ain't came off no ACL injury or none of the scrutiny as far as what RG3 has put himself through. But I'm just saying, Cam Newton is a – I couldn't understand why Cam Newton hasn't been doing this since he's been in the league. And I can say that sophomore slump hit him real good. You know what I'm saying? That's what RG3 is probably having. I'm not going to – you know, because RG3 has the capability of playing the way that he played last year. It's just not clicking this year. You know what I'm saying? For whatever reason it is, it ain't clicking. So, but I think he'll be back. I think he'll rebound.
Man, you know what they got to do? They got to get players of his caliber, fast players, quick routes. That's what the Panthers did. They brought in LaVell a year ago. They bring in Ted Ginn this year. They bring players around him of which he can get the ball out. Then he can sit up and they bring a couple protection players in to protect him, for him to stay in the pocket, for him to have faith in his offensive line. That's what winners do. That's what real quarterbacks do. They know when to throw, and they best – listen, winners know when to run. Ain't about how many you can knock out and how many you can beat up. It's about when the pass gets sent up here, you got to go. Only a fool will stay there. That's what that man doing. He's standing in that pocket. He's releasing it quick. He got fast receivers. He got quick receivers. He got great tight ends. He got a great offense coordinating line. And he got two mediocre running backs that's doing their job on and off. That's all you need to ask for. And he got a dynamic, aggressive defense.
Yes, he does. Them boys don't be playing.
Man, I'm going to tell you this, man, before I go, man. Man, I put my faith in the team this week. And I'm just saying this. This is all I'm going to say, and I'm going to be gone. If y'all really think that the Brooklyn Nets win 25 games, I want to know what the world's smoking. I want to know what the world's smoking. Is they smoking hard? Is y'all smoking soft? Is y'all snorting Kool-Aid? Whatever you doing, I want to know what it is. Stephen A., call my phone. Let me know what you smoking. Because they're not going to win 25 games. They are absolutely pitiful. And I epitomize the decisions that they have made this offseason to bring them old maggots in, has-beens in, and sit up here and do that to that team. That is unacceptable. That is that, man. Oh, my God, I'm gone. Man, the streets is talking. I'm gone, man. So it's too much controversy going out here. I'm losing my mind.
Try this at home. Mama in the bathroom, leave her ass alone. Cause she probably taking chronic straight to the dome. Go play your little fucker, stop being grown. Dave Chappelle, 50 million and a throne. With a big Zulu bitch, nigga getting thrown. Watch your tone, if you wear copper tone. Go back to Africa, used to be a theme song. I'm in the zone, do anybody got a zone? I ain't your papa, but daddy is a rolling stone. You the clone, who don't know the shit you on. Unless it's on, a motherfucking ringtone. I'm in the throne, with two bottles of Patron. You need a loan, to fuck with the family stone. Niggas gone, tell them Ice Cube is home. Gorilla niggas, here come King Kong.
The streets is talking, sports talk show, what it's been to hip-hop.
California quicksand.
We back in the asylum, with my co-host, Jewel G, T-Row, and I'm your boy, L Boogie. The chef had hollered for a minute and got so strong, man. Have my microphone just jumped off, man. It was hot. We had to go straight to the commercial. We live Mondays and Fridays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And don't forget, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. Oh, just to recap. We talked about the Iron Bowl Classic, the BCS, the NFL Week 13. What's your take on it? On what games would intrigue you the most? What storyline that's trending? Wow, it's going down. We didn't get to the NBA yet, but we want to take a call before we jump off into the NBA. You know what I mean? Let's go to my co-host and producer of the show. Yo, Ro, who we got next jumping into the asylum?
Oh, Pepper, you know what it is, man. My bad, peoples. I was in the class. You know how we do. My bad. Yo, yeah, man, you know what it is, man. We got to go back to, you know what we got to do, man. We got to keep it with love, man. You know, go to spam. That's how we keep it on the show, man. So we're going to take it back to the one and only. You know what I'm saying? You know, you called our nephew, and I don't think Pops would have been too proud about that because, you know, nephew and the juvenile, we got him down there in the juvenile talking about all that trash about Gino. But we got Pops on the line to settle that straight. Yo, big brother D-Mac, what's the deal, baby?
What's up, fellas? How y'all doing on this Monday evening, man?
Man, excited.
Oh, yeah.
It's frenzy.
The chef came in the building cooking up some stuff, baby.
The chef off the hook, Andy, man.
Oh, yeah, man. That guy, I like him, though, man. He's nice, man. He's nice.
Wow.
He got so hot, L Boogie couldn't even get his phone off mute. He was just, the phone would just start tripping, man, the controversy. That's how he do it, man. He stirred up, man, with that hot sauce and cayenne pepper and everything.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. But it's good, though, man. D-Mac in the house, man. Let's get in these sports, man. Let's get in these sports. I'm in the Lions' den, man. It's not looking good for my Saints, y'all. Seattle, man, they man. They real, man. Drew Brees is shook, man.
Well, it's not that they're shook. They're just going up against the 12th man. It's tough.
And it's real tough. It's real tough. But, you know, we still got a second half. You know, they're going to go to the blackboard and, you know, do what they do so the game ain't over with yet. But, fellas, man, that kickoff return, oh, my God, man, that was one of the best games I ever seen in my life, man. Oh, my God, man. That goes down in history, man, with Cordell Stewart's throw. Man, that was big, man. And you know, I was rooting for Auburn to win, man, because I wanted the BCS and everybody. Oh, my God, man. Seahawks scored again. I just knew that Auburn winning, that, you know, they didn't have no choice but to rank Ohio State, you know, number two. But, you know, man, that was big, man. I blame it all on the coach, though, man, and the field goal kicker. That's one of the worst field goal kickers I've seen in a long time in college.
You know what, man? I think he just had a bad – I think he had a bad game, D-Mac. I just – because the dude usually – he only had, what, 2 field goal tries this season and had 4 in that game alone? So,
man,
yeah,
they was better off going for the end zone and going into overtime trying to win the game because, I mean, they had nobody but a bunch of fat boys out there, man. Nobody was not about to catch that guy.
Should Nick Saban have lobbied for the 1 second or should he just taken it to overtime?
He should have just taken it to overtime and play for the win that way because the field goal kicker had already missed, what, 3 field goals and – or if anything, put that freshman kicker in and give him a shot. I mean, the kid looked good. He definitely had he had it just veered off to the right. But once dude caught the ball, who was gonna catch him, man? All the guys that was out there was 350 plus.
Lyman and tight ends.
And my point is with that also is that just imagine if they would have blocked it. You know what I mean? You just give the defense so many opportunities to make a play. If they block it, you know, like a quick ricochet block, like boom, boom, it bobbles into somebody's hands and they just run it back. Just got too many, you know, equations to go into that. So I would have just threw the Hail Mary and gave us a chance, you know, in overtime.
Exactly. But you know, everything good comes to an end sometimes, fellas. And, you know, Alabama won 2 years in a row, so now it's somebody else's time. But, L. Boogie, man, I agree with you, man. I mean, I love my Buckeyes and to the chef and everybody else, man. That damn defense is NBG. And if you think that they're going to play Florida State and go and win a ball game and win a championship, the chef and everybody else in Buckeye line, you are crazy. Man, Florida State have been able to put up 58 points on the Buckeyes with a defense like that. So, big bro, man, them Buckeyes in for a rude awakening with that defense. That defense is NBG. Nothing but garbage for everybody that don't know what that stands for.
Oh.
Street.
Oh.
You already know.
You know,
and you know they play Florida State, man. You know, I'm calling down to Vegas, man. I hate to say it, man, but I got to put my money on those Seminoles, man, because that defense is terrible. They couldn't stop the dude from Michigan quarterback. So what do you think they gonna do with the Heisman Trophy winner? Not a damn thing, man. Come on, man. Let's get real now. Let's get real, Chef. You know what I'm saying? It ain't gonna happen,
right,
man. Our defense is terrible, man. And they've been terrible all season.
Man, what do you think about the situation that's, you know, going on in the NFL with the chef talking about, you know, it's very unpredictable and, you know, you don't know who's going to win from week in to week out, I mean, as we see. But as it grinds down to December and you get down to the Groundhog Days, and we kind of like see what's panning out in the NFC. But in the AFC, D-Mac, who do you think is going to get that last playoff spot? Because we know Kansas City, you know, they're up 3 games. All they have to do is win one more, and they clinched, so to speak. So who do you think can get that last playoff spot?
Man, big bro, it's rough, man. I mean, Baltimore, I mean, they in there, but I mean, hands down, at the end of the day, I mean, it's going to be Denver and the Patriots, man. It's going to be, you know, Peyton Manning and Tom Brady all over again. You know what I'm saying? So regardless who get in there, Ray Lewis ain't in the league. You know what I'm saying? He ain't that motivated that's going to, you know, get Baltimore over the top,
right,
or nothing like that. And it's basically 2 teams in the AFC. I mean, I think everybody else is irrelevant right now. It's Tom Brady and Peyton Manning showdown, baby. AFC championship game to see who's going to go to the Super Bowl.
There you have it. Now, D-Mac, one more question before we let you go. And we're not even going to talk about, you know, your Cleveland Browns. We're not even going to let you go through that pain.
We're not going to talk about them tonight, big bro.
I want to shift to the NBA.
The next subject, sir.
I want to talk about the NBA. Now, the streets is talking. Your guy, Black Mamba, is coming back on Christmas. On a percentage side, what do you think his game will be once he hits the parquet?
Man, he's going to be top notch, man. You know, I ain't really been watching too much basketball because, you know, that's my man right there. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I was hoping that he'd come back Friday. They was talking about that he might come back Friday and play. But then, you know, I got that same kite that the chef got. Christmas is looking like, you know, going to be the day that that he make his, you know, first game appearance, man. But, I mean, Kobe, with his work ethic and the type of player he is, he just signed that big contract. Kobe ain't done yet, you know what I'm saying? He still want to be the man. We still need to see him, LeBron, at the end of the day in the NBA Finals, best of seven, game seven, 10 seconds left on the line. LeBron come down. He missed the shot. 5 seconds left. Kobe get the ball, and boom, he wins it. 6th championship, tied with MJ. Let LeBron know he the man. It might not happen this year, but, you know, the Lakers been holding it down for him, man. But when he come back, man, he going to come full throttle, man. You know, God willing, nothing don't happen to him like it happened to D. Rose, but, man, Kobe worked hard, man. Kobe worked hard, and you know, his confidence level, and Kobe want to be the best. And until he's going to be the best.
We had a discussion, you know, during the pre-show, me and L. Boogie, about what we were going to talk about, and we both know what type of player the Black Mamba is and what we expect for him to come back and do. What is it, the one thing that you think Kobe has been working on that's going to be different when he comes back? Like, when Mike won his first three, he was a hot flyer. When Mike came in for the second three, he was the, you know, the turnaround floater, you know, juke you with without even taking a step with the jumper, you know what I mean? We already know that Kobe takes after Mike. What do you think, what move do you think he's been working on? What do you think he's going to come and do different than what, you know, because he don't want to put pressure on that Achilles too heavy too soon. So what you think, what move you think he got?
I think Big Bruh T, man, his jumper is already wet. His leadership is what it is. His intensity is what it is. And the last several years, his hops ain't really been the same. He haven't been that explosive. I think that he did so much training, he's going to come back on the basketball side like AP did. And I think he's going to be shitting on dudes, man. I think he's going to be going to the rack, letting everybody know how tough it is. I understand what you're saying about it's Achilles, and, you know, we had a lot of Hall of Famers in their careers on that note, Shaq, you know, Barkley and them. But Kobe, he's an exception. He's an exception to all that, you know what I'm saying? And I think his explosiveness is what I want to see. I want to see him going back to the hole, going to the rack, you know what I'm saying, coming down, going underneath the hoop and dunking, you know what I'm saying, and let everybody know that he's healthy, because we already know that his jumper wet, you know what I'm saying? But I need to see some explosiveness, you know what I'm saying? I need to see him going to the rack, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And passing the ball a little bit more. Start having faith in your guys a little bit more. Start passing the rock. You know, drop some dimes, you know what I'm saying? Be like El Boogie used to be. You ain't got to put up 40, 35 a game, man. You know, get your JT on. Get your Elber Meeks on, man. Get your other players in the game.
No doubt, no doubt. And then let me say this. Just like you wish he can put up points, I mean, and dunk the ball, I know you don't think that he's going to make it to the finals and to play against LeBron James within these next 3 years.
Yes, he will. Yes, he will.
There you have it. They're going to build
around him, and for the NBA to get back exciting like it is, you need that matchup, man. We have to see it within the next 3 years. We need to see Kobe Bryant and LeBron James So that torch can definitely be passed. Because it's not passed yet, because right now, your boy LB and him ain't looking that good. You know what I'm saying? Your Pacers, you know, 16-1. You know what I'm saying?
They already got the commercials.
They got to get over that hump.
Already got the commercials for everything between them two, so that thing got to do is dig in the locker and bring them out.
Exactly. Thanks, man. Y'all have a good one, man. I'll be traveling in Friday night, baby, for the Lions game. I love y'all.
Love you too, man. There you have it. D-Mac. That boy know he love him some Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant. He can't get Mike, so he get the next. He like the next best thing. Kobe, Jelly Bean, the Black Mamba, a.k.a. Bryant. When we come back from the commercial, we're going to holler a little bit about this college basketball season, too. ACC, Big Ten matchup this week. Starts tomorrow. Man. The Streets of Talk and Sports Talk Show with a twist of hip-hop. 347-855-8896. Jewel GT Row. I'm your boy, L Boogie. Let's go.
And that's state to state, blowing on the best building cause all my boys push weight. And it's the same old thing everywhere I go. Dicky Chuck down, it's a bum ass weed. If you got a whip and a knock, the pussy come free. The real players and hustlers know what I mean. Wearing chucks that look like gators, why you sport your three piece? I got a different pair of chucks for every day of the week. With tailors on my feet, I can't help but dance. I'm an OG low, I don't skip and hop. When my feet touch the ground, they spell shit out. That's for my real OGs that know what I'm talking about. This the anthem for the streets, I'm laced, I'm out. If it ain't a Chevy, don't raise it up. And if it ain't chronic, don't blaze it up. Yes! We keep our chucks laced up.
Let's go.
Strap my back, ready to buzz. But we ready to roll that stuff. Stay high, keep it tight, keep our chucks laced up. We keep our chucks laced up. We keep our chucks laced up. We keep our chucks laced up. For sure, my bro, we go for bro. I don't shoot no hoops, sweat, I stay in a pair of chucks. Like Kareem, my dude Jabbar, they when he play with the Lakers. I wear my gray pair when I have to deal with haters. I want a real high, so I twist, I see a Vegas. I put on my green pair when I'm getting flow with my hippie. This about to be a long ride, but my niggas rolling with me. Boy got his eyes from cause the smoke's making a burn. We all sitting in the dungeon, blowing the herb. Lean got on a pair of blacks with my Simpson on the side. I put on my all blacks when it's time to ride. We who bang for real. We even got the chicks that wear them chucks with 3-inch heels. Call us basket cases, blowing our chucks, stay late. We don't give a fuck, you know it, nigga. We blow that sticky stuff. All my niggas stay chucked up. Put your hands in the air and twist your middle fingers up. We keep our chucks laced up.
Let's go.
Strap time. Back ready to buzz. But we ready to roll that stuff. Stay high, keep it tight, keep our chucks laced up. We keep our chucks laced up. We keep our chucks laced up. We keep our chucks laced up. For sure, my bro, we go for bro. We keep our chucks laced up. Don't worry about that other stuff. These haters be on our nuts, cause they know all we blow is that potent stuff. Keep a pound on deck for recreational. All my niggas and my hippies blow real dro. From 80 to Frisco, rolling in a two-door creeping slow. With the windows roll up, the intensify the high, yes. Y'all niggas know, we only blow the best. If it ain't a Chevy, don't raise it up. And if it ain't chronic, don't blaze it up. If it ain't trucks, don't lace them up. And if it ain't a Chevy, don't raise it up. And if it ain't chronic, don't blaze it up. And if they ain't trucks, don't lace them up. We keep our trucks laced up.
Let's go.
Strap my back, ready to buzz. But we ready to roll that stuff. Stay high, keep it tight, keep our trucks laced up. We keep our trucks laced up. We keep our trucks laced up.
We back in the asylum. It's Mad Monday. The Streets is Talking Sports Talk Show with my co-host, Juelz the GT Row, and your boy, L Boogie. Man, just to recap a little bit, man, we had some great callers in the asylum tonight. Woo! Boy, they kept their street credit card for sure. the Iron Bowl Classic. Nick Saban, did he make the right decision to go for the field goal? Or should he threw the Hail Mary and just prevail for overtime? Or shoot, who knows? They might could have picked it off and ran it back on the last second. NFL week 13. After that week, after this week, there are no more buys. Everybody has to play. It's December. It's who's going to have a good Christmas and who's planning for vacation. That's what the streets is talking about. You got hot teams and you got not teams. Who going to get phoned at the end of the year? BCS, did you like the standings? Is it right? Florida State 1, O State 2? Is that what it should be and that's what we is going to prevail? Don't forget, these guys have to play on Saturday in their respective championships, conference that is. Anybody can get popped. NBA. The Brooklyn Nets. They looking flimsy like Holmes. Remember Pac? In 21 Guns Salute, he said, look at De La Soul. They looking flabby like Holmes. Look at the Brooklyn Nets. Hope you get well, though, Paul, the true Pierce. He's out 2 to 4 weeks with a fracture. B.O.B. at this point. Bag of bones. You know, you get older, it takes a little bit more time for the bones to heal up. Put your suit on and coach. You'll be Juwan Howard this year. I got my all Juwan Howard team.
That fool need to quit beating his meat. That's what's wrong. That's why his hand fractured.
NCAA basketball, roll. We got the Big Ten ACC shootout. Starting tomorrow.
Ooh. Who we got?
Big game on the marquee. Michigan, Duke.
Ooh, that's going to be a nice one.
Indiana, Syracuse.
Ooh, that's another good one, even though Indiana don't have too many good players.
Penn State, Pittsburgh.
Ooh.
Florida State, Minnesota. Notre Dame, Iowa. Illinois, Georgia Tech. And now, this is what's the great thing about college basketball. They paired these teams up how to play each other based on their conference standing from the previous year. They're not going on, you know, their preseason rank this year. They're going on how they finish last year, not predicting on who's entering the draft and things like that. They've been doing it for years. To me, the only good game that's intriguing out of that series for tomorrow, you know, they're going to play on Wednesday too, but tomorrow, Michigan-Duke. Bro, who you got?
Between Michigan and Duke, I would roll with, if Garrity's playing, I'm going to give it to Michigan because the big white boy in the middle is something special. You can't really, you know, tame that guy, and Duke don't have the type of defense, you know, yet that we're used to seeing. But, yeah, if it's a shootout, I'll give it to Michigan, even though Jabari Parker and Hood have been playing real good. They're the only two, unfortunately, that Duke can really rely on to score and get some points down the stretch. And, you know, if they're not as hot as they were when the game started, or like these guys have started the game so far this season, you know, they kind of run out of gas. But I'll take Michigan in that game. I know Jabari is going to have a show out type of a game because he's just that type of player from what I've seen in the last 8 games. And, you know, even with a couple of losses, he's still the guy to stop. And I haven't seen anybody able to stop this guy yet. So he and Hood are going to, you know, try their best, but I'll give it to Michigan due to the fact that they have more, you know, more of a balanced team. And, you know, that's what I'm going with. Indiana-Syracuse is another good game. Might not be as slow as some people think with Syracuse running the zone. But, you know, it's a lot of great talent on the court in that game as well. So I'm like you. I agree with how they paired them up. You know, it goes off of what happened last year. So there are a lot of good games that we really don't know who's the young talent on the teams yet. So this will give us an idea of, you know, who we can start looking out for, and if names come up, we can recognize them from this point on. So I'm really looking forward to this happening. And on Wednesday, I think it gets even more nasty with, you know, Michigan State playing whoever they're going to play. I mean, it's just going to get crazy, man. So, you know, big ups. I can't wait. And we're going to see, you know, what the rest of these conferences versus conferences add up to be and what they end up looking like. But this is the time of the year that we love, L Boogie. We got a whole bunch of good football being played, college basketball in effect, and Kobe coming back Christmas. What more can you ask for? Man, works out perfect for me.
Getting Kobe, Jelly Bean Bryant back on Christmas is a great gift. What a gift. But the next question I impose to you, what conference is going to prevail, the ACC or the Big Ten? I have to go with the Big Ten on this one.
Just between those two conferences or to win the whole thing?
No, to win the challenge, the ACC Big Ten challenge. Who's gonna win it, the ACC or the Big Ten?
Yeah.
I have the Big Ten winning it.
Yeah, I would have the Big Ten winning it too. The Big Ten have, I mean, a lot of guys, a lot of good players within those teams. And don't sleep on a team like Wisconsin. You know, you look at those guys and you're like, oh, they can't do nothing. Hey, those white boys will give you the business. They ain't messing around. They have a pretty good record right now. Haven't been getting too much pub, but they'll get their due, and you'll be able to see them later on when the conferences start playing their conference games. So it's going to be big. I can't wait. You know, but I got the Big Ten like you, man. ACC has some nice teams, you know, Duke, but North Carolina ain't bringing it. They beat Indiana, and then they lose to UAB. What type of, yeah. So Big Ten all day, all, you know, this season for sure. Who you got besides just the Big Ten? Who you think is going to show up big in the Big Ten Challenge?
I think, you know, a couple players that, you know, should do what they do. And like I say, Jabari Parker, he's going to do what he does. But the kid, Appling, the point guard down at Michigan State, he's playing above, you know, my expectations. He's running that team. I mean, he's a senior now, but he's the head of the snake. He reminds me of that team when they had Mateen Cleaves and the rest of the Flintstones, all those guys from Flint, Michigan. So another mature team that I'm looking to put on the show. And it's going to be great to see Ohio State and Michigan State battle within the conference once that starts. So it's going to be interesting. I really want to see what Roy Marble Jr. does at Iowa. They had some great games over the weekend playing in the tournament. So it's going to be interesting. But, you know, people still keep trying to put these freshmen on a pedestal. And I watched Julius Randle last night. They played against Providence. I didn't see him take a jump shot outside of 10 feet, T-Row. He needs to develop, get better. I didn't see him put on the floor. The smart kid, he came out blazing. Yesterday he looked out of control. I think we're putting too much on the kids, and it's hurting their play. They're pressing. They know that NBA scouts are in the streets. Watch. They're not only talking, but they watching now? Crazy, baby. Man, but it's about that time, Ro. You want to give some shout-outs before we get out of here?
Man, you know what it is, man. I want to give a shout-out to everybody that be checking us out on the web, man, keeping us hot. You know what I'm saying? We definitely appreciate that. Checking us out on the Facebook, you know, Streets is Talking, baby. You know what I'm saying? That's where you can find us on the Facebook. We got a couple of Twitters, LBoogie15, where you can find Boo, you know what I mean? And your boy, the Streets, T-Ro. That's where you can find me, T.R.O. And the Streets, that's with a D-A. You underdig? And, you know, big shouts out to the fam. Oh, my little dude, Junior, on a new team, the Legacy, you know what I mean? Big shouts out to the coach. Coach Jay, there you go, baby. Big shouts out to you, man. These guys pretty good, L Boogie. So we'll be checking them out, man, you know, over the course of the year and, you know, be giving a shout out and be checking these boys out real soon. Big shouts out to Chandler High School, man. They finally got a chance to beat Hamilton this year, but took a L in the playoffs, L Boogie by a touchdown, and you know how that goes, man. And then, you know, Hamilton goes to the championship game and then get blowed out. You know, I'm pretty sure Chandler would have put up a better game. But, you know, big shouts out to Coach Ski Mask and a hell of a season that the Chandler High School team had. You know, hopefully they'll be able to put it together a little bit more and take that next step a little bit further in the playoffs to make it to the big one. You know what I mean? So, yeah, much love to everybody out there checking us out on the web. Jewels, I see you, baby. L Boogie. Ricochet, I see you, homie. Bluesy Doozy, you know what it is. Skeeter Mo, North Park. That's how we get down. 5,000 block rapper all day, every day. You underdig? That's what it is, homie. Much love to you, boo-boo.
Man, much love to you, T-Ro. Shout out to Jewels to G, man. Shout out to all my people down in VA, man. All my people down in Amsterdam, man, checking the show out. We got a connection, man. We in the world. Get your passports, man. Punch your passport. Forget a driver's license. Let's do it. I want to give a shout out, man, to my man, Mr. Swayze, down at Pueblo, man, junior high school. My man, Swayze. Give a shout out to all the guys that put in the work for the show, the producer, you know what I mean, executive producer, and also the interviews and the celebs that gave us all the information and all the things that we needed, you know, from the streets. Can't wait to get back to you on Friday. We're going to talk about this Seattle-New Orleans game. We're going to have some more talk about the NBA, ACC, Big Ten recap, and no doubt all the conference championships are going down on Saturday, and we're going to have our picks. And it's going to be Freestyle Friday, baby. 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern time. And don't forget, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. Happy holidays from the streets. T-Ro, Jewels the G, I'm L Boogie. We back in our cell. We be back on the yard on Friday. Throw us a kite. Let's go. Bless us.
Screw, attitude, rule, dripping sweat. About to finger fuck this tech. I leave him stretched, reaching for a rifle. Got him a pump before a nigga to dump. I ain't no punk, nigga, this be my for she's. And for them chips and cheese, see we think.
Give me some values and some rule, because watch me do it. Get my cancel stick into some vitamin fluid. Show your ID and pass it right back to me, cause see I'm a minor. These wet daddies got your partner sweating like a drippy ass vagina. Get me up in this bitch at club security, or else me and my guys gon' come rush these doors, make it so there won't be no more rap shows. Yeah, that's what I thought. I see wall-to-wall holes, bitches everywhere all over the place. Niggas tricking off their green marbles just so hoes can sit on their face. Number two, and it's confidential, hold it on your chest. Number three, don't be fucking with me. Number four, no more toe-to-toe. The only way to let these motherfuckers know is to flex. Wet their ass up, leave them bleeding like a Kotex. Boy, we one tight knit ass click. Niggas in my outfit don't be ratting, rolling over sick. Spilling beans, tattletale.
We be thieving, conniving. The way that we surviving, know this bitch that's ballin'. And tonight she calling, wanna know if we can go kick it and smoke. Get her keys as hell and maybe hit a hotel. I'm on my cell, thinking yeah I'm cool with that. Hit the Kit Kat and get her sprees before I get her for G's. Pippin' is the game and I'm loving the flex. Run my fingers up her tennis skirt. You know, to this mob shit. Talk back, fuck that, get your jaw split. Raw spit, that's what you niggas pay me for. 100,000 fucking off down in Vegas, ho. And you know, we the one to get the function bumping. No shit, we the clique, bullshit ain't nothing. See you fucking with some fools, niggas with no rules. Mobbing in their old schools, bitch.